We've been talking about the mitzvah of Brichas HaTorah. The question now becomes, what constitutes Limud HaTorah for the purposes of reciting a Brichas HaTorah? It sounds like a pretty straightforward question. I sit down, open up my Gemara, open my Chumash. So of course that's considered to be Talmud Torah. So there is a question about the following situation. What if a person is what's called Maharher B'Divrei Torah? They're simply thinking in Torah. They're not actually verbalizing and actually saying the words. Is that enough of a Talmud Torah experience to warrant the bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that no, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that Maharher B'Divrei Torah does not require Brichas HaTorah. Not because one doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to hear or hear. The Pashup Shah in the Shulchan Aruch is that just simply to recite a baruch, you can't recite a baruch on something that's not at least a mice or at least a dibor, or some kind of a speech, some kind of an action of some nature. But the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this psach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon says that since, of course, you are yotzei in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by simply thinking, so therefore, one would be required to recite a Brichas HaTorah as well. So this is a question, halacha, in the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gra, whether one would technically be required to recite a Brichas HaTorah under these circumstances. Again, there's no reason not to. So even if a person is just simply going to be thinking and learning, so then clearly the more correct thing to do is, why not? For sure one should recite the bracha beforehand. There is a further question that there are multiple opinions about. What if a person is saying psukim, but they're not saying psukim as limud, they're saying psukim as davening? Would one be required to recite Brichas HaTorah? The question this comes up is during the days of slichos, that many people recite slichos earlier before davening, and sometimes a person comes to shul, it's time for slichos, and they don't necessarily have time to recite Brichas HaTorah first. Is that acceptable or not? So there are multiple, it's one opinion that says no, that you have to recite Brichas HaTorah first, because you're about to recite psukim of slichos from Yomidos, or the psukim from Chumash, from Tanakh, and therefore one cannot recite those psukim prior to reciting Brichas HaTorah. And Ramach wants another opinion that says no, that since these psukim are not being said, but I'm learning, I'm not learning this thing. If I'm sitting down and learning Chumash and Rashi and the Yigim Amidos, then I would be required to recite the Chazor. If I'm davening up the Yigim Amidos, I'm davening up the psukim from Slichos, one would not be required to recite a Brichas HaTorah. So again, two opinions about that. There's no reason not to. So first thing, come to Slichos next to 30 seconds earlier, one should try to recite the Brichas HaTorah before one begins the Slichos. When one begins the process of learning in the day, one recites Brichas HaTorah, and then one begins learning a little bit right after Brichas HaTorah, and most of us have the minute that we say the psukim of Brichas Kohanim, the same of Mishnayos, to get off on the right track, at least to have a little bit of a learning after the bracha itself. It's unclear whether that's absolutely necessary. Tosfos quotes two opinions of Maseches Brachos, whether one has to literally learn right after the Brichas HaTorah, or that's not absolutely necessary. If you hold that Brichas HaTorah is more of a Brichas HaMitzvah, something that we spoke about a little bit earlier in the week, so then it would make sense that one has to do the mitzvah right away. The same way you make a bracha on your tefillin, don't make a bracha and then put on tefillin 20 minutes later. So it would make sense that you have to begin your learning process right afterwards. If you hold that it's not a regular Brichas HaTorah, governed by the regular rules of Brichas HaTorah, then maybe one could argue that wouldn't be necessary. The bottom line is that's, of course, what our practice is, that we recite a Brichas HaTorah, and then right after Brichas HaTorah, we begin the learning process. Okay, have a wonderful day. Oh, nice.